I'm not sure I was expecting this. Paris Hilton got sentenced to 45 days in jail. For violating her probation by driving on a suspended license.
I really wish she would have to spend all 45 days there.
Why, Jerri-Ann?
Because she needs...
She needs 45 days of prison.
It'd probably be jail, not prison.
Okay, whatever.
But, I mean, she's done so much other stuff. It would just make up for the fact. And maybe, you know, set an example for the rest of Hollywood. That
she didn't ask people to hound her and chase her around all the time. You know, as much as annoying person she is, it's not her fault that all the tabloids follow her around constantly and use her and put her up on this pedestal for all these kids to follow. It's not her fault.
But it was her fault for violating probation.
Well, yeah, so she should get punished like a regular person. She shouldn't get punished further because, well, we happen to put her on some kind of weird pedestal and talk about her constantly. Right? Mm. I don't know. It's not, to me, like, Britney Spears is a little bit different of a situation. This was a pop star who came up and everything, and, well, yeah, there's a reason to actually follow her, and yeah, she's a terrible example and everything. And Paris Hilton is just someone who goes out a lot on her parents' money. You know? I had people in my high school like that. Michelle Rodriguez, by the way, was sentenced. It's the exact same deal. She violated her probation, driving on a suspended license due to DUI. She got sentenced to 60 days in the same jail, and she spent 2 hours there.
Wow.
And because of overcrowding and whatnot, Paris Hilton will probably get similar treatment. So she's not going to spend a full 45 days, but still, it's just the principle of the thing.
I doubt she spends a day. She'll probably get there and be like, eh, just leave.
Turn around. They'll see something crawling out of her crotch down there. Like, ah, we don't need those panty crickets around here. Could you
get...
Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, believes that Katie Holmes still has free will. 2 times a day to go use the can.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I know. I didn't think it was that much either. I thought they just gave her a paper bag or something. And this is one of the more interesting stories I've ever heard about Anna Nicole Smith. Random. Kid Rock says he had a confrontation with her at last year's Kentucky Derby. She had cameras following around for a TV series. What was she filming at that time that you would know?
It wasn't her reality show, was it?
Surely not. That thing's been off the air for a while, right? Either way, she had cameras following around for something. Kid Rock was a little bit annoyed because he's trying to watch the Kentucky Derby there with his kid. So he's like, hey, do you mind? We're trying to watch this in peace, and she's causing this big scene and ruckus and everything. And so they started cursing at each other. He called her a pig. His son's sitting right there. He gets home, and he finds out his kid has $300 cash on him. And I guess Anna Nicole apparently slipped in the money to apologize, you know, for making a scene. Listen to what the kid said. That blonde girl with the big boobs gave it to me. But wasn't he dating Pam Anderson at the time? Doesn't that need to be qualified a little bit better?
Yeah.
And what does the kid call Pam Anderson?
The blonde girl with the big boobs and the tattoos?
There you go. That makes more sense. Anna Nicole has tattoos too, though. She's tanned out.
Was Pam in Playboy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know.
The less chemically imbalanced one.
Oh.
There you go.